Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
I've got a message for the normies out there, the normies who are afraid that AI is going to give rise to Skynet and that Skynet is going to kill them. The number one cause of death of you is you. These same normies that say, oh, Skynet might kill me. And by the way, I got to go get my vaccine appointment, you know. Getting jabbed with bioweapons is fine with them, but they're worried about some future uprising of Terminator robots that might hunt them down and try to kill them. These are also the same kind of people who are worried about maybe global depopulation from, you know, someone like Bill Gates. Like, what if he wants to kill us all? But then you look in their shopping cart at the grocery store and they're buying bacon and Pop-Tarts, and like Bill Gates doesn't need any effort here. You're killing yourself. So this leads me to my conclusion that the number one cause of death among normies is their own behavior. It's not some outside force. It's not, oh, we're going to be killed by, you know, whatever, asteroids. We're going to be killed by nuclear war. No, you're going to be killed by the things that you're doing to yourself every single day. Now, again, this is a message for normies, which is not the people that normally listen to my podcast. If you listen to my podcast, well, you know, you don't eat sodium nitrite. You don't take deadly bioweapons injections, do you? So you're not killing yourself. For you, the risk of death, the most likely cause of death is going to be living out your natural born life and dying of old age one day, right? Which is, I suppose, the way we should all hope to go. We're not likely to be killed by Skynet. We're certainly not going to be killed by jabs. I mean, there's probably a higher risk of being killed by a family member of yours who took the jab and then is shedding the jab all over you. Like, that's a risk of death. You know, your gullible sister or whatever is more likely to kill you than a Terminator robot. That's just the truth of the matter. It's also funny to me to hear government people talking about, oh, we have to ban AI. It might be dangerous. But feeding corn syrup solids to infants is perfectly okay, you know. 72 vaccines on the childhood immunization schedule. Oh, that's fine. Pay no attention to the skyrocketing autism rates. That's fine. Oh, let the kids drink fluoride, too, on top of that. Let them eat pesticides. Huh? But we can't have AI in society. That might be risky. Wow. You know, you see it with these people, same kind of people. Oh, I'm so worried the drones are going to get us. Excuse me while I go to my chemotherapy appointment. I got to be injected with, you know, toxic chemical weapons based on mustard gas from World War I. Yeah, they're pumping that into my veins as medicine, you know? I'm like, drones aren't going to kill you, honey. Your medical ignorance is what's going to kill you. Again, most people kill themselves with their own actions every single day. Now, they kill themselves slowly. It's like a slow suicide based on what they're eating, all the toxic products they're putting on their skin, you know, the toxic chemotherapy, the toxic mammograms that emit ionizing radiation that irradiates a woman's breasts and her heart and other tissues. Like, hey, let's get blasted with radiation and call it cancer prevention. Yeah. Wow. That's incredibly retarded, actually. People do it. You notice that they don't do that to men? You notice that? They don't say, hey, men, the best way to prevent testicular cancer is roll into our early detection system here. Yeah, what you want to do, you want to lay your testicles on this plate, this platform, and then we're going to smash them. We're going to smash your testicles and then irradiate them with ionizing radiation, and we're going to call that cancer prevention. Yeah. For some reason, men don't go for that. I'm not putting my balls on your plate. You're going to irradiate my balls? Nope. But women are like, oh, yes, please irradiate my breasts. Yeah, let me just smash them. Smash them one at a time. Yeah. And we'll come back next year and smash them again just to keep the smash form as optimal as possible. It's a smashing success. And by the way, the thing that's most likely to maim you is not a Terminator robot that injures you, but rather your cancer doctor, your surgeon, especially if you're a woman, because, you know, they always want to perform double mastectomies. They want to cut off your breasts in case you might one day get cancer. They're like, oh, let's just take them off. Let's remove them. And some women are like, yes, that makes total sense. Let's just remove all the body parts that might one day get cancer. So again, these aren't Skynet AI robots doing this. These are mainstream medical surgeons and oncologists in the cancer industry. They're worse than Terminator robots. Do you know how many people just in America have been killed by the cancer industry? It's hundreds of thousands a year. I haven't seen Terminator robots killing even 1,000 or even one, actually. Think about that. Or how many people were killed by COVID jabs? In America alone, the lowball estimates are 1.5 million people. Can you imagine if Terminator robots ran around and killed 1.5 million people? It would be called the Skynet Holocaust. But when it's jabs, it's like, oh, no, that's medicine. It's okay. People are afraid of the rise of AI, but they excuse all these other causes of death that they voluntarily consent to, which seems insane. In fact, an AI robot might save your life from Western medicine if you had an AI robot in your kitchen. And you could ask it to make you a really healthy smoothie. Say, hey, robot, can you make a smoothie for me that has anti-cancer properties, neuroprotective properties, anti-inflammatory properties, and helps regulate metabolism and blood sugar? And the robot's like, yes, I can do that, especially if it's been trained on all of my content, you know, naturalnews.com and all the content that we're training our AI models on. It will know about turmeric, you know, it will know about sulforaphane in broccoli and cruciferous vegetables. It will know about anthocyanins in fruits and some vegetables. It will know about all these molecules, and it will put together a kick-ass recipe for you. You know, blend it up. Here is your anti-cancer smoothie. An AI robot can help save your life from the cancer doctor, who is a person who makes money maiming and killing women and men alike. You know, when they roll out robots, they're going to have the three directives from Isaac Asimov, you know, the three directives, which all essentially boil down to you shall not kill people, right? Well, that directive doesn't exist in medicine. You notice that? Oh, yeah, they claim to have the Hippocratic Oath, but they ignore it so much that they might as well call it the Hippocratic Oath because they're all hypocrites. So it says first do no harm, but actually what they practice in the oncology centers is first scare the patient into good profits for the clinic. That's their rule of thumb right there. So human doctors are medically allowed to kill people with chemotherapy or to maim them with mastectomies or to harm them with psychiatric drugs, etc. They are perfectly allowed to do that. Robots will not be allowed to do that. That would be a termination sentence for a robot that violated such a rule. You know, if a robot conspired to harm or kill a human being, well, that robot would be, you know, dismantled or maybe thrown into the fire or something. But a cancer doctor that does that is allowed to continue to practice every day by the state medical board. The cancer doctor is not thrown into a fire, even though that cancer doctor is killing people every single day. So again, the threat to your life and your health is not from AI robots. It's from, well, other people in the medical industry, other people who take vaccines and shed on you, and for the normies, decisions that you make yourself that are self-destructive. You know, eating processed bacon, failing to take vitamin D, you know, having a sedentary lifestyle, etc. These are all suicide activities. carried out by normies. So as long as you're not doing those things, then you're going to be in relatively good shape. All right. So don't fear AI. Don't fear Skynet. Fear bad decisions, because that's how most people kill themselves, is with bad decisions. And the positive flip side of that is if you make good decisions, you'll live longer. Yeah, go figure. If you take good nutrition, if you eat well, right? If you have superfoods, nutritional supplements, and detox, and you avoid contaminating your body with toxic exposures, you avoid the toxic personal care products, you know, you avoid the fragrances and the cheap body lotions and suntan lotions and whatever, sunblock, shampoos that are loaded with toxic chemicals, on and on and on, deodorants. Avoid all that stuff and you'll live longer. And coincidentally, that's the business that we are in. I mean, I'm the Health Ranger, the founder of healthrangerstore.com. That's what we make and sell to the world, is ultra clean foods, superfoods, personal care products, all formulated with pristine ingredients, meticulously laboratory tested on multiple mass spec instruments, tested for heavy metals and glyphosate, plus microbiology, incubation testing, etc., aflatoxin testing, etc. It goes on and on. And we don't formulate anything with toxic perfumes or synthetic chemicals or artificial anything. No fillers, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, none of that garbage whatsoever. And so it's clean products. And if you want to live a longer and healthier life, you'll want to take advantage of our products, because this is where you can take control and put your good decision-making capability at work for you to live longer and live healthier and live happier. And if you're listening to this, by the way, on March 28th, which is when we're releasing this, that's a Friday, we actually have a sale, a bundle sale going on until midnight tonight, of some special bundles that are a discount of freeze-dried fruits all packaged together at a great discount, and some protein products and detox products all together. Check out these bundles. Just go to healthrangerstore.com and look for our specials. And you'll not only do yourself a favor and save some money, but you'll be helping us as well to maintain this platform and spread the word of truth and health and longevity and knowledge, awareness for many years to come. So thank you for your support. HealthRangerStore.com is where you can find all that. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I'm not afraid of Skynet at all. really not worried about Skynet. I'm worried about people shedding on me. That's why I have a shirt that says "Don't shed on me" instead of "Don't tread on me." You know, it's kind of like a Second Amendment, but it's a message targeted at vaccine zealots. You know, so don't shed on me. So there you go. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. Take care. It's Customer Appreciation Week at healthrangerstore.com, and one of the ways that we can show our appreciation for all of your goodwill and all of your support is to give you some incredible bonus items and some bundles with your purchases this week. So check this out. Wednesday, March 26th, you get a free bottle of pine needle spray that has colloidal silver and iodine in it for every order over $99. And this isn't even a product that we have for sale in our shopping cart, because we don't have enough of it, because this is made out of hand-harvested loblolly pine needles that grow in Central Texas, and it's a huge effort to make this product. All right, if you missed that, check this out. The next couple of days, March 27th and 28th, we have a bundle called Protein and Wellness Bundle that puts together the organic super protein, vanilla and chocolate, plus organic super fuel. This is co-formulated with Boku Superfood, the Groovy B Hydrate Elementals, and Groovy B 5G Defense Powder. All of this, instead of the $165 roughly that it normally costs separately, you get this for under $95 as a bundle. So you save almost $70 on this bundle. Now, if you miss that, the other bundle that's available for you for the rest of this week is our second bundle, Freeze-Dried Fruit and Snack Pack. It's over $100 worth of certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits and snacks for under $60. Like, in an age of food inflation, you can't beat this on clean food. You've got freeze-dried pineapple, diced. You got freeze-dried mango slices, which is like candy. Mother Nature's candy. Yeah, I'm drooling just talking about this. You got freeze-dried strawberry slices. What do you have? Crunchy Munchies, which is a banana, apple, blackcurrant puree that's also freeze-dried. Crunchy Munchies that are banana, apple, cinnamon. This is great. Adults and kids love these as well. Crunchy, munchy banana and strawberry, and then organic almonds on top of that as well. Again, all of this, one bundle, under $60. Sounds like I'm going to say, wait, there's more, but actually there's not. That's it. That's the bundle. It's just a really great deal. And in this time when food inflation is worsening and, you know, the purchasing power of the dollar keeps falling, it's good to find deals like this. And we work to put this together for you to get you more value for your dollar. So thank you for all your support. These are all in stock and available now. You can purchase them all at healthrangerstore.com. Again, the two bundle deals. And if you catch this on Wednesday, you've got the free pine needle spray, but that ends at midnight on Wednesday night. And then the bundles kick in for the following 2 days, Thursday and Friday, March 27th and 28th. So thank you for all your support. We couldn't do this without your help. We really appreciate you. And that's why we call it Customer Appreciation Week. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. Take care.